Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian, nutritionist with Immunutrition, IMU Nutrition, right here in Madison, Minnesota. Welcome back to the airwaves for another exciting week of nutrition and nourishment and all kinds of good stuff.
Well, that's right. Thanks for having me.
That's right. I know a lot of people like listening to the program.
Well, that's good.
Get some fired up for taking care of themselves.
That's right. And hopefully fired up for taking care of themselves and eating delicious food.
That's right. And keeping their family and everybody else healthy.
That's right.
And of course, families are going to be hanging around together a lot with Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. We're going to talk about nourishing our way through the holidays today.
Yes.
All right. Well, fill us in.
I will. So I think first and foremost, I think it's really important through the holidays that the most important thing we do or through this holiday season is that we nourish our relationships and we nourish our memories, we nourish our soul and really focus on those important things. And as a side note, we want to nourish our body. So we're going to talk mostly about nourishing our body today, but I'm going to hit throughout this a little bit. We'll talk about ways that we can nourish our body while we nourish our relationships or our memory. And sometimes we just nourish our memories. And we've talked about this before, but lefse, for me, is a big memory and relationship nourishing thing. Every time I eat lefse, it's floods of memories because we really only have ever had it on the holidays.
Right.
Right. And when we're around family and cousins and aunts and uncles and all of these really amazing things. But there's not really anything nourishing about lefse when it comes to the body.
Sure it is. You put butter and sugar on it. Way to go.
It is. It is sustaining, maybe not nourishing, but it's delicious. And it does nourish memories, relationships, and my soul for me. So as we talk about all of these kind of tips for nourishing your body today, I just want to emphasize so loudly that I'm not telling you to give up your favorite holiday foods if they're not nourishing. Enjoy the holidays, but maybe we can sneak in a little bit of extra nourishment or let go of some of the things that are maybe less important to you or things you don't particularly even enjoy, but you make them because it's part of the meal, right? Or maybe we can find a different way to make it. So I can't understate the importance of food safety.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about that each week.
Definitely important. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Watch those meat and cheese trays.
And those are one of our highest risk for foodborne illness. So remember, if you are preparing something on a platter, the time that you're preparing it outside of the fridge counts as that out-of-the-fridge time. That whole temperature range between 40 and 140, that's our danger zone for where bacteria grow and foodborne illness thrives. So if you can keep things in the fridge or on ice or cool as much as possible, that's best. And wash your hands. I'm all about us getting exposed to things like dirt and the environment and farms and all of that is so important for our gut health, but we don't need to be exposed to people's sickness germs or their bathroom germs or anything like that. So if you are preparing food for other people, as most people will be, over the next couple of months, hygiene is also very important.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands and put things in the refrigerator. So now the fun stuff. That's the less fun stuff.
Don't leave your meat and cheese tray on the counter.
Don't leave your meat and cheese tray out. So there are a few things that we eat throughout the holidays that are just inherently nourishing. If we don't add a lot of stuff to them, they're just good for you, like turkey and all of the other whole proteins that we eat. If you have chicken instead or roast beef or pork chops, they're all wonderful. They're loaded with protein. They're loaded with nutrients. It's a great option. So if you are kind of getting away from the traditional meals that include things like turkey or roast beef, make sure that you still have some kind of a good protein option at that meal. So don't just replace it with a pasta or something like that. Make sure that we replace it with a really good source of protein. Ham is fine, much higher in sodium. So if we're having a ham with our meals, depending on the health conditions of the people eating with us or for ourselves, we want to be a little bit mindful of how much salt is coming in from all of those different places. So the more we can lean toward those really good fresh meats, the better. Sweet potatoes. Do you like sweet potatoes?
I like sweet potatoes.
Sweet
especially
potatoes?
When you put marshmallows on them.
Okay. Yep. So before we put the marshmallows on.
Along with the butter and sugar on my lefse.
And the butter and sugar, you know, could be worse. Yeah. Could be worse than marshmallows too. Sweet potatoes themselves, marshmallows aside, are extremely nourishing. They have tons of antioxidants in them, like beta carotene. They're loaded with fiber. They're just very, very good for our body. The same goes for the other richly colored things that we eat this time of year, like pumpkin and squash. As soon as we start adding the marshmallows and things like that, we don't take away from the nutrition. We just add some added sugar. So one of the things that we can do through the holiday season is, rather than adding some of those maybe more processed or less nourishing versions of sugar, the more we can use things like honey and pure maple syrup, the more nourishing our meals are going to be. Remember, honey and pure maple syrup are both prebiotics. They feed our gut bacteria in a good, healthy way, as long as we're not eating them in excess. If the marshmallows are your favorite part of Thanksgiving, I'm not saying give them up. But if they're not, this might be a great place to do some roasted sweet potatoes with maple syrup and cinnamon instead, or something like that.
Oh, well, marshmallows makes a great side dish.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Make the marshmallows optional. So, kind of rolling into that same thing, green bean casserole. Is that another?
I like green bean casserole.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the green beans themselves, again, inherently very, very nourishing. Same thing for Brussels sprouts, veggies in general. But our dark green vegetables are loaded with so much good nutrition for us, and we typically don't get enough. Now, as soon as we put those green beans into a casserole with a whole bunch of other things, same thing. We don't take away any nourishment from it, but we start to add some of the processed stuff in there. There are lots of ways for us to make green beans in a slightly more nourishing way with oils and almonds and things like that. And I'll put some recipes up on my Facebook page. Even cheese. You like cheese.
Like cheese.
Everyone likes cheese.
Love cheese. Love cheese, yeah.
So adding cheese to things like Brussels sprouts or green beans can be a great way to add a lot of flavor, add a little salt, just add a lot to it without adding more processed stuff to it.
I like the cheese in the can that you just spray it out onto the crackers.
You know, and full disclosure, in our family, somehow we've developed this tradition when we get together of having
crackers and canned cheese.
And nutritionally speaking, I can't encourage that for people. But if we could do something like Parmesan or cheddar or feta.
Sprinkled on top.
That'd be a little better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Even simply putting out a veggie tray is a great way to get a little bit more color in there. People love veggie trays. People gather around them in the kitchen. They eat them. Having them before a meal is great. You start to fill up a little bit on that nourishment. Dips are really easy to make from scratch. So I encourage you, as much as you can over the holidays, making real food versus boxed food or canned food or other packaged food. I totally understand that it is just a busy, busy time of year with family activities, gatherings, work, everything else. But the more we can make things from real food, saving time with things we can make early or slow cooker options. A veggie tray is an easy one. We can buy a lot of that stuff pre-cut if we want to. And then make like a butternut squash goat cheese dip to go with it. Or guacamole or a Greek yogurt avocado dip or a Greek yogurt dill dip or something like that. That again, just provides even more nourishment. And talking about vegetables, potatoes are good. We've talked about potatoes on the show before. You can do just regular potatoes. There's nothing bad about eating a potato. We just want to be mindful of getting that color on our plate. And one thing people could try if they want to is mashed purple potatoes. Have you ever had purple potatoes?
I don't think so.
We talked about them a long time ago, but mashed purple potatoes are a great way to bring in way, way, way more nutrition. And they still pretty much just taste like potatoes. And then last thing, talking about those carbs, fats are not bad. Butter is not bad. Gravy is not bad. Nuts and seeds and olives and all the things like that. Fats add so much flavor and fullness, and they help regulate our blood sugars. You don't have to eat low fat during the holidays. Just be mindful. Get lots of color on that plate. Have that good protein source, and then add those fats for a little extra flavor and fullness.
I suppose next you're going to tell me those cranberries in the bag are better than the cranberries that come out of a can.
They are, but again, full disclosure, there's just a soft spot in my heart for canned cranberries, and I know Adam feels the same way. So I make a lot of fresh cranberry things these days, but there'll probably be a can of those cranberries lying around too.
All right. Just in moderation.
That's right.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions about nourishing their way through the holidays.
Yep.
You'd be happy to help them out.
I sure would.
As you said, you're going to put a bunch of recipes on your on your website there.
I will.
So where do they find that?
Yep, you can find that stuff on Facebook at IMU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition, or online at imunutrition.com.
All right, sounds good.
Well, wonderful.
I'm going to go have some peanut brittle.
There we go. Sounds good, in moderation.
Yeah, in moderation.
That's right. Right.
And a popcorn ball or two. All right, well, thank you, Amber, for good advice again as we head toward the holidays.
Yes.
And, of course, Thanksgiving. It's real close.
Right around the corner. We'll talk about leftovers next week, so you know what
to
do.
One more
show with them.
Before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. I had a feeling that would probably be the topic.
That's right.
Okay. And maybe I saw a post here recently about 7 foods you should never use as leftovers or something. Maybe you could address some of that stuff.
We can talk a little bit about that. Yeah. Using those leftovers safely, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome.
We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens on Taco Tuesday here on Q92.